In a world where parenting advice screams more is better, Minimalist Parenting offers a refreshing counter-narrative that's captivated overwhelmed parents everywhere. Unlike traditional parenting guides that add to your to-do list, this approach helps you edit it down to what truly matters. The revolutionary premise is deceptively simple. You already have everything you need to create the family life you want. The obstacle isn't something you're doing wrong. It's that you're wrestling with abundance, excessive choices, obligations, possessions, and guilt about trying to do it all. Modern parents face unprecedented decisions about everything from educational philosophies to extracurricular activities to screen time limits. This abundance often leads to decision fatigue and anxiety. What if, instead, your decisions were guided by values rather than fear? What if your schedule had room for both obligations and spontaneity? What if your home became a base for creativity rather than endless obligations? The foundation of minimalist parenting is trusting your inner bus driver over external pressures from experts, relatives, and cultural expectations. This requires understanding your own values and recognizing that your intimate knowledge of your family qualifies you to make the best decisions for them. Begin with self-reflection. What aspects of your upbringing do you want to preserve or modify? What core values should your family embody? Many parents find their intuition overwhelmed by external voices. The key is developing confidence in your leadership role, even when facing criticism. Remember that children thrive on consistent love and support, not perfect parenting. Most parenting decisions aren't permanent, and changing course often yields unexpected benefits. Money management involves emotional complexity. While more money can bring freedom, fewer spending constraints can lead to an overcrowded life once basic needs are met. Minimalist finances shift focus from, "Do I have enough?" to, "What do I care about?" The key is distinguishing between expenses, simple costs, and investments, things that enrich life. When evaluating purchases, ask, "Do I need it? Do I love it? Will I learn from it? Will it positively impact my life?" Need is subjective and depends on your values. Items you truly love occupy a special category. These mindfully chosen items become investments in your life's joy. Time management becomes exponentially more complex with a family schedule. Even celebrity parents can't truly do it all. Understanding your unique relationship with time is the first step toward reclaiming your schedule. Identify your time style. Do you prefer structure or spontaneity? Need transition time between activities? What are your social energy requirements? Everyone has predictable daily energy patterns. Work with these natural rhythms. To avoid feeling overwhelmed, determine your family's ideal level of weekly commitments. Review your past month's calendar to identify which weeks felt too empty, too full, or just right. Create a more and less list of what you want in your life, trusting your inner wisdom over external shoulds. Two essential tools will transform your approach: a calendar and to-do list, which free your mind from mundane memory work. Sometimes investing in something, like a second car that solves multiple logistical problems, can minimize stress more effectively than reducing spending. The Norman Rockwell fantasy of perfect family dinners is unrealistic. Simplify meal preparation to focus on conversation and connection. Streamline cooking by separating ingredient prep from cooking. Chop vegetables on weekends for quick weekday meals. Stay firm about serving planned meals rather than becoming a short-order cook. Make mealtimes more enjoyable by ending snack time before dinner, keeping table setting simple, and starting with gratitude. Encourage everyone to share something from their day and add fun through jokes or indoor picnics. Decluttering creates room for what's remarkable. Our relationship with possessions runs deep. Parents often compensate for childhood lacks through buying. Phrases like, "it's perfectly good," or "it may come in handy someday," mask emotional attachments. Minimalist parenting isn't about deprivation, but worth. Keep what you use or truly love. When we reduce quantity, what remains feels more valuable. Even children discover this, as one girl found when selecting which stuffed animals to keep made each one feel more special. Start decluttering with small steps using four containers: trash, recyclables, donations, and items belonging elsewhere. Target high traffic areas first for immediate satisfaction. For nostalgia, think in terms of living history. Keep select items representing different life phases without preserving everything. For sentimental children, photographs of beloved toys can preserve memories while removing physical objects. Reducing toy clutter not only tidies the home, but enhances creative play by eliminating decision paralysis. Rather than separating work from play, embrace how naturally children enjoy participating in household tasks like cleaning, cooking, or gardening. Play is essential work for children, and adults too. Everyone needs unstructured time to be creative. Parents aren't obligated to be constantly available for play. Children benefit from learning independent play. Start by encouraging brief periods of self-entertainment while you complete nearby tasks, gradually increasing duration as they adapt. The minimalist approach to education accommodates individual differences in interest and temperament. Learning isn't constrained by scarcity. Your child is learning constantly, which relieves the pressure to find the perfect educational approach. Almost everything constitutes learning, not just educational content. The goal is helping children develop mental tenacity, getting comfortable working to find answers, which forms the foundation of learning at every age. For celebrations and holidays, focus on creating remarkable experiences rather than pursuing perfection. Before planning birthday parties, examine your motivations. Are you compensating for your own childhood experiences, feeling pressure to match other parents, or genuinely enjoying hosting? For holidays, identify the minimum preparation needed to make the occasion special. Then, ruthlessly edit your list, eliminating anything causing more stress than joy. By focusing on what truly matters, you create more meaningful memories while reducing overwhelm. The final essential component addresses self-care. While parents naturally prioritize children, you shouldn't disappear. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential, as your ability to care for others directly relates to your own happiness. When you neglect yourself, children notice and respond negatively. By modeling self-care, you teach them the important connection between caring for oneself and others. Reintroducing self-care doesn't require grand gestures like spa vacations. It's about developing habits that prioritize well-being. Start with just 10 minutes daily, then build from there. Schedule it like any important appointment and focus on the present moment rather than worrying about pending tasks. Taking care of yourself brightens your relationship with your partner, helping dissolve resentment and opening doors to productive conversation. Beyond your immediate family lies your wider community who nurture you in unique ways. By cultivating these relationships, you build a support system that makes parenting richer. Amid all your roles, you're still gloriously you. Minimalist parenting gives you space to explore who you are now and who you have yet to become.